Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after a short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, 2 Samuel 22, 3 and 4.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verses are 2 Samuel 22, 3 and 4. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I'm saved from my enemies. Security alert. I awoke from a dead sleep to my phone ringtone. My heart pounded as no phone calls usually good in the middle of the night. ADT left a message that I was my mother's emergency contact and her security alarm was going off. My mother was out of town and had not updated me on this fact, and I had no idea of the next steps. When I finally got a hold of her, she laughed as she agreed she probably should have mentioned my new duty. ADT called the police and would alert mother if further action needed to be taken. It ended up that each day Mom was gone, her alarm went off, so there was an ultra-sensitive sensor or faulty installation point. No one broke in, and our home was secure. I wonder what God thinks about where we put our security. He created us to live in this world in these times and places, but we should be practical about it from my perspective. There's nothing wrong with taking measures to be secure and protect our homes and families. But we have no control over outcomes. Ultimately, that's God's business. David, a man God called to be king of Israel, understood this. He sang the praise song in today's verses from when the Lord delivered him from the hands of his enemies, including the current king of Israel, Saul. Saul was the first king of Israel when the people of Israel wanted to have a king like the other nations around them. God allowed the people to have what they wished for, even though God himself was the perfect king. The people of Israel had to learn where they put their security. God knew that Saul would never measure up to expectations, and indeed, Saul began to decline in his human frailties, which included a terrible jealousy of David. The jealousy grew to the point of Saul trying to take David's life. David had his own shortcomings, however. He was known as the man after God's heart. David would frequently make mistakes and use bad judgment in his own life, but he always repented and turned away from the sin and towards the Lord. David probably composed this song later in life as David ruled over his ultimately peaceful kingdom. Other scholars feel it's more likely that David wrote it as a younger man, and in gratitude to God, he sang it again more toward the end of his life. Regardless, David appropriately praises God for the deliverance he experienced repeatedly, just as you and I can do at any point in our lives. The substance of the whole psalm in which this verse is reported by scholars to be preserved, specifically Psalm 18, comes from the quote, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." Rocks were something David hid among when he was in the desert, and they were where David took refuge. When I was visiting in Israel, I didn't realize there were sand deserts and rocky deserts until I saw them. There were many caves among the rocks in the desert mountains, and it is an incredibly barren landscape. And it was in these rocks that David realized that God was the metaphoric rock, the only true thing to depend upon, the stronghold. A stronghold was something that was secure and that the enemy couldn't penetrate, and God himself kept David safe. David went through a gamut of emotions. The Psalms are full of lament, praise, and intercession that he is credited with writing. He was a human being that had to mature just like the rest of us. David was selected by God and anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king while Saul was still alive. David was the youngest in his family and the least likely to be selected. But his experiences as a shepherd would prepare him to be king and eventually one of the best king in the time of Israel's golden years of prosperity and peace. But he had to experience many things in life. He had enemies to conquer before he could get there. He had passions to reconcile. He succumbed to himself during prosperity and reached out for things that were not his to take. He wasn't a good father, and he paid the price. But he always repented and turned back to God. And this took time. God had his timeline for what he wished to accomplish in David's life, just as he does in ours. What makes you feel secure? God can deliver us from anything when we seek him because he is our security. He can deliver us from enemies, problems at work or school, from our country's enemies, from backsliding, from ourselves and our desires, from a troubling marriage, from financial challenges, from grief, from dysfunctional families. David trusted God and he saw God for who he was and is. We can trust him completely when we know God is our rock, fortress, deliverer, shield, and stronghold. It is experiential, just like in any other relationship, and you have to get to know someone to rely on and trust them. And our God allows that. And slowly, we learn we can rest in him. Think about the instincts of a baby before the world intrudes and teaches the baby that the world's a broken place. The baby knows the voice of a mother or father, and in non-dysfunctional situations, the voice can calm the baby. I just saw a video on Facebook that reminded me of this. The tiny baby was crying, and the mother curled up next to the baby, softly speaking, and you could just see the baby relax and rest in the mother's presence. In times of trouble, God is the one we should call upon, and he wants us to trust him enough to do it. He's the only one who can truly save us. Indeed, we should take practical measures to be secure in this world, but our ultimate security is in the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for being our Savior and for your patience as you teach us that we can trust in you. We've got the scriptures and we can read about the examples that you gave us, but we thank you also for the experiences that you lead us through and show that we can trust you. Give us patience, Lord. Many times we just want to get through our situations that we might be in. But perhaps you're teaching us something. Perhaps you are doing something so that we can relate to others in our ministry. We know, Lord, that we're not in control of outcomes, but you are. Help us to remember that and just how much you love us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.